Hello, welcome to the podcast, The Cheeky Little Extra Bits.
Good morning.
Extra Bits.
It's a stacked podcast. You're going to hear from Luke McGregor, comedian Luke McGregor, a little bit later on this morning.
Because Melbourne Comedy Festival is happening. He's got the gala night that he's emceeing. So there'll be a bit of that going on.
I'll tell you what, if you didn't hear it this morning, you have to tune in for The Morning Mix. The Morning Mix, yes. Brand new TV show.
Kimber's, yeah.
Yep,
look
yep.
at you, flying girl.
I know, you're right. I did a couple of flashpoints on Channel 7, and then suddenly I got this opportunity to be in this incredible TV show, and hopefully that was just the pilot, so hopefully it takes off.
You'll hear it a little bit later on in the podcast. But hello, producers Kerrod and Rami. How are you, lads?
Hello.
Hello, Pete.
I've got a question. How many Melbourne comedy festivals are there? I swear there's one like every month. It seems to come up a lot.
Well, there's the one, but...
It is the one.
But then it all builds up to the gala, right? Like the gala is the best of the best.
And I think you might be confused with things like the Just for Laughs Festival and all of the other comedy festivals that just happen to often come out of Melbourne because
that's
our hub.
Well, it's also Toronto.
The fact that Seven Mate just keep repeating the same galas over and over again.
That's it.
Seven Mate!
And now here's MASH.
What was it like doing comedy in Melbourne?
You mean at the festival?
Yeah, well, at the festival or, you know, stand-up nights, whatever.
Yeah. Oh, look, I mean, they're two very different creatures. During the festival, it's crazy, and I had a moderately successful show and an absolute failure at the Melbourne Comedy Festival. But during, you know, doing it in Melbourne out of festival time, it's just, you know, that's paying the rent.
Yeah, okay.
Stuff, yeah.
And everyone's just... hard, those festivals. Like, a lot of those people, like, you go, they bust a gut, and it's very hard to get audience members and people to go because there's so many great talents to see. And people won't take the risk on you if they don't know your name already, which is a real shame. Like, even, I know, like, my good friend Laura Davis, who's an incredible talent, and she was nominated for Most Outstanding Show in Melbourne Comedy Festival last year. And yet this season she's going, it's so hard to sell tickets. She's got one reviewer coming to see the show. One reviewer. And she's like, well, if that review, you know, you've just got no other options to get people to come along. And yeah,
the
it's
sad
tough.
Thing is that in times gone by, people would, you know, go and take a risk. But I guess people are so tight, with, you know, understandably with the money that they've got to spend these days, that you go, well, I'd rather spend, you know, $30 going and seeing someone I know rather than paying 10 or 15 on a risk, which is a shame because that's how these festivals are supposed to work.
Yeah.
But, money's tight.
True.
Money too tight to mention.
I know that song.
Don't say anything, then.
Can't do anything but get an erection.
Is that...
Hey, that came from Matt today, not me.
Yeah.
I didn't say
more than 25 seconds.
No, I said Matt, not me. Yeah,
I'm talking about the psychological strain of being broke.
I'm trying this thing where I'm less X-rated. So
I think we'd all appreciate that.
Given this is a kid-friendly podcast today.
Maybe that's why.
What are we going to chat about then? All right, here, have a podcast.
Oh, yeah, right.
Just jokes.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Just jokes.
No, so on today's show, we did a lot of school holiday chat, right?
Yeah,
like school holiday suggestions.
Yeah.
Kerrod and I were talking about our school holidays, and it came, we realized we had really boring childhoods.
Really?
Like,
what do you
really
mean?
Boring
but
school holidays.
But this was the point, though. This was something we were talking about throughout the morning.
Yes.
It depends. Well, you say boring, but I mean, it was just that our parents didn't have to cater to our every whim.
We did
we
ourselves.
We were taught to just be self-sufficient.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
My parents were just like, you've got bikes. Go and ride to your friends' houses.
Yeah.
Go and hang out. Go and play outside. Go and play elastics or something. I don't know. Entertain yourselves.
Elastics?
They didn't like
band?
No, like this, like with your hands, you know, when you do that thing with the elastic. You don't know that?
I mean, it was a different time too. I mean, my parents were
Is that like TikTok?
In a way, yes, yes. They were Chinese elastics, so yes, it was.
Both my parents are full-time workers.
Yeah.
And so sometimes they couldn't get the holidays off, and so we wouldn't even have supervision. The three of us kids would be at home on our own, and they'd be like, if anything happens or you need anything, go to the next door neighbour.
Yeah.
And she knew we were there, and she'd just keep an eye out for us, and we just took care of one another, and we just played games or played a couple of board games and just hung out.
Watch telly.
Cute. Our next door neighbour was Uncle Frank and Auntie Tracy, so
that
helps. Nonna and Nonna lived around the corner, so that also helped.
Does every Italian family live in like a 5 kilometre like proximity of each other?
No, it's just because they're all related anyway. They're just living in normal houses in normal distance apart.
Mate,
it just happens to be they're all related.
It's so funny. If I walked through Carousel, so I growing up in Queen's Park, and then, like, we're all peppered through Queen's Park, East Cannington, Beckenham, Thornley, you know, all that sort of shit. You'd walk through Carousel Shopping Centre and mum would bump into people who'd be like, oh, Teresa, how you going? And this, that, and the other, and then walk off. Like, who was that? Oh, that's your second auntie. Yeah. Like,
all right. Her name's also Teresa.
But no, for us, we grew up in Queen's Park on a street across from a bus depot. I think it was Roberts Bus Lines. And there was a giant wall. And our thing was, here, have a tennis racket, go and smack the ball against the giant wall for a few hours. Yeah. That was our school holidays.
That's riveting.
That is fun.
And going to Rockingham.
Nice.
But I don't feel like we missed out. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I get that sometimes we would have gone, oh, mum, dad, I'm bored. But I don't feel like I had a bad childhood. I don't feel like I didn't have fun. You know, it just feels like maybe there's a lot of pressure for parents to feel like they have to entertain their kids or pay for them to go to all these things.
It's in comparison, I suppose. In retrospect, we're like, that's what I mean. Like, I mean, for example, Carrie, what did you do in school holidays?
Well, actually, it's funny because I've sort of, what we were talking about before is what I was, So I used to go to my grandparents' place and both of my grandparents used to live around the corner from each other. So I would always have cousins over at one of those grandparents' places because we'd be on holidays together at the same time.
Right.
So I used to go around to there, walk around there. But then I was also thinking that I realised I was quite smart. I just used to become mates with people that I knew were going on holidays and I just tag along with their holidays. So I went to all sorts of places. It was fantastic.
Hey, what lollies did your grandparents have?
The licorice all sorts were the main ones and Jubes.
What lollies did your grandparents have, Pete?
Nonna and Nonno had, they didn't have lollies. They had an endless supply of
biscotti or something.
No, no. they had biscotti, but they had an endless supply of chicken crimpy biscuits.
Oh, yes.
We didn't have chicken crimpies. We had the chicken drumsticks.
Yes. Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay.
You know, the drumstick shake. Yeah. What did your grandparents have, Maddie?
Oh, well, you know. Pierogies. We're going back. Well, no, because we spent more time with my English grandparents in terms of school holidays.
Oh, yeah.
And so they had these aluminium cups that they kept in the fridge.
Oh, yeah.
And we had cans of pop.
Yeah.
That's right, soft drink.
Yeah.
And they were like black and gold cans, like the cheapest version. Uh-huh. And we'd have a can of pop and my nana would bake something and we just... You know, I look at my stepdaughter now who has so many activities at her disposal, be it, you know, arts and crafts or devices and whatnot, and she does seem to get bored quite quickly. And I think that we were far more resilient about finding things to do because they're simply, you had to.
So you can't just pour her a glass of pop.
No, well, can't do that.
No, my grandparents had their pop delivered in a crate.
Oh, yes.
And it used to come in glass bottles.
Yes, I remember
and that's
that.
How they used to, you know, get 1 litre glass bottle of pop and we'd all drink that and they had those like mint humbugs on top of the fridge.
I have vivid memories of my nana feeding my brother and I sugar cubes on school holiday.
Oh, God.
She used to keep them in the caravan and every time we were good or we got annoying, one of the two, she'd go and get us a sugar cube.
Oh, how good was it playing in there? Caravans. I had a grandparents' caravans. Best. All you wanted to do was play in there.
I mean, I've told this is so sad, and I have said it before, but I remember we weren't povo, right? When my parents were still together. But I remember getting excited because I could hear the clink of the ice in a jug because mum was bringing in iced water.
Yeah.
Oh, right? Yeah, I mean, yeah.
The simple things.
And going, oh.
Yep.
It's cold. It's like an iced water.
We used to have that feeling when mum would bring out the orange Tupperware jug because the orange Tupperware jug meant cordial.
Right.
Yeah. Pete, it meant cordial.
We just had, a few months ago, we had the Edmund Rice Camps WA ball and that's I'm the ambassador for this children's charity. And we were at the ball and as one of the auction items, it was an orange Tupperware jug.
Oh, that's
amazing. The new version of the
with
retro.
With
the
OG.
The plunge button at the top.
With the plunge thing. Yeah. And, so it's the new version of that, but they look the same. And my partner bought it.
Amazing.
He auctioned. Good. He was like, I'm buying that auction item. Yeah. I want the orange Tupperware jug. Because it's childhood.
You know do you guys remember the old, well, they're still around now, but Igloo flask, right? And it's one that had it was a red one, red up and down, but on the top it was a white lid. And Pizza Hut did a Pizza Hut version of the Igloo flask. And I found one for $20 on Marketplace and bought it. Yeah, it's sitting at home. And also an old aluminium esky. but the Esky Eskies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bunnings have bought out the retro version of those. I know you bought an original one
original
a little
retro.
While ago, yep. And now Bunnings have done a retro version of it, but like
heaven.
New.
Heaven.
So Rami's been awfully quiet.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have anything to relate. I didn't know my grandparents.
Oh.
Yeah, so I literally have no memory of them.
We'll be grandparents for you.
Yeah, that's
But
cute.
Remind us what you did on your holidays.
You mean who?
No. Oh, you couldn't help yourself, could you?
I really thought we were going to get through a whole podcast.
You looked after your birds, didn't you? As you had your birds.
Well, that's why we were so sad. Yeah. But I enjoyed that. That's the thing. I, in fact, came across a diary a few weekends ago that I'd kept as a 10-year-old.
Yeah.
No, it was just like, literally, I'd bring it in for my finches that I used to...
Rami used to have birds.
I
used to
breed birds.
Homing pigeons.
Yes. Yeah. But these are finches in Savory. And I had a diary where I would write down when the eggs were laid, when they were expected to hatch based on a 21-day incubation period, and the expected date of hatching. And then I would get it right on it. Like it was, I'd write down when they hatched. Yeah. That was my... Yeah. That was
I
my
had finches
holidays.
As well, and I just wasn't keeping a journal about it.
It's a miracle I've got friends or a partner.
Yeah, no, you're right. What's on the podcast today, guys?
Well, we mentioned, so comedian Luke McGregor, you're going to hear The Morning Mix.
Oh, Pete's got a reason why he might have a fourth kid.
Yeah.
Oh,
this
funny. Yes.
Blew my mind, it did, what you had to say
Very
about Lotto. We spoke to Daria from schoolholidays.com.au to get some ideas about what to do with the kids on school holidays, but save the best till last. Heard from the kids of Perth.
Yeah,
they were fantastic telling us all the things they wanted to do. So check out the podcast. I mean, you're already here.
Yeah. Keep listening to the
Keep
podcast.
Listening.
Keep listening. Continue listening.
Don't switch.
Bye. We're building a big list of school holiday suggestions for the kids. Jess on the text line said, have a look at schoolholidays.com.au. Great site for school holiday ideas. It's Daria's website and she joins us now. How are you, Daria?
Going really well, thank you.
Oh, Dario, the website looks great. We're keen to talk to you about it because we want to know what our kids can do on school holidays. And schoolholidays.com.au, it is jam-packed with stuff.
Yeah, for sure. We've got heaps of ideas all over Australia as well as a lot in Perth. And I've got some amazing ideas for these upcoming holidays for events, camps and workshops.
Right. Okay. So, Daria, here's the thing, right? This is why it came up this morning. It's because knowing school holidays are around the corner, my wife and I last night were having a chat about it. We haven't organized anything yet. We're going to be hanging around here in Perth. What are we going to do? Give us, I don't know, a couple of really neat suggestions, low cost or no cost would be really great as well, please, about what we're going to do with our kids these school holidays.
So there are two low cost and one free event. So firstly, I've got some exhibitions, live music and more free events for teenagers at the Kixt Art Festival from 14th to 21st April. There's the super exciting Jurassic Kingdom, which is the first ever dinosaur theme park in Perth.
Pete's eyes just lit up, Daria.
My eyes
He's
lit up.
So excited, yeah.
Daria. Honestly, because I love dinosaurs. I don't think you ever stop loving dinosaurs if you start loving dinosaurs as a kid. So I'm pumped, and my kids are pumped too. I know they're pumped too.
Yeah, I agree with you. Dinosaurs are so cool.
And what else have you got there, Daria?
There's two more events. So there's the Harry Potter and Deathly Hallows Part 1 in concert, which is for fans of all ages, and it's in concert. So you've got a live orchestra playing alongside the movie.
Oh, that'd be great. You know what is also awesome about schoolholidays.com.au, Daria, is that I saw they also have online classes. Now, I know school holidays, we always think about we want to get our kids out and about and get the great outdoors and get some fresh air. But I love that online you can do a hula hoop class, I see. You can do little kids' yoga classes. There's dance classes, there's music lessons, there's even illustration classes. So if you want to learn how to draw, and same with cooking. So there's a lot of things available. It's not just about getting out and about. There's plenty of things on the site to do as well.
Yeah, for sure. And all of these are quite affordable as well. So you don't have to leave the house and you can afford a lot of really amazing activities just from home.
Yeah, the hula hoop class is $12.
Oh, wow, that's cheap.
A professional teacher, a circus performer, and you learn some dazzling tricks. Like, cool.
That's great. Well, Daria, thank you for joining us this morning. Schoolholidays.com.au is your website. It's a great website. We heard about it on the text this morning. It's people saying, hey, go and check out this website if you're having ideas, because we are building a list of our own that we're going to put on our socials. So thank you very much for your suggestions and your help.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. And yeah, do check out schoolholidays.com.au for even more ideas.
Good on you, Daria. Okay, so add to the list, Harry Potter.
Yep.
We're adding dinosaurs.
Yes.
Hula hoop class.
Yep.
Yoga.
Mm-hmm.
Dance.
Okay.
Okay, so all of those going on the list.
We've got everything.
We also received another text message from 12-year-old Amber. Now, this text message was so good.
I mean, it's super impressive. There was something in there for the kids. There was something in there for the adults.
We're just like, we have to get Amber on the phone, and she joins us now. Good morning, Amber in Mount Hawthorne. Nice to chat to you this morning.
Good morning.
Amber, thanks so much for texting us. We thought your suggestions were so amazing. We thought that you might be able to share them with our Mix family.
Yeah, sure.
What do you think was a great place to go?
So you could head to the Swan Valley. I did this before with my friend. And you can go to the Margaret River Chocolate Factory, get some free little chocolates there, mm-hmm. and then go to the Bee Cafe close by. That's really fun to do because you get to try honeycomb.
Now, Amber, you said in your text message that the Bee Cafe is the best thing that ever happened to you.
Yes, it was.
Why?
What's so great about
it? That exact day, we went around like the Swan Valley, and then me and my friend got to have a sleepover, so that was really fun. So you can do it with a friend. You could get each kid to have a friend over. That's really fun to do, especially when you get to eat chocolate and they're all on a sugar high.
Oh, yum.
Brilliant. And you mentioned an adventure park.
Yeah, so in Kwinana, there's an adventure park. I did this at a holiday camp that I went to, and it's really fun. It's a bit further out, but it's still really fun to go to, and you could stay there for an hour and a half, have lunch, play again, and then head home.
Now, you clearly listen to the show because you know about my little Ollie bear, because you mentioned here, like, Ollie can bring along his tricycle to this, and the best part about it is it's free, and it's just heading to Optus Stadium with the scooters, right?
Yeah, because there's a couple of parks there. So there's the smaller one for, obviously, Ollie can play in, and then there's the bigger ones, which are more for Mila and Isabel, and it's ideal for them. So it's really fun as well.
Amber, you are our super fan.
Wow.
This is amazing. Now, I also love that you threw in Easter ideas that you said you've done with your neighbours and also little neighbours, so 5 and 3 years old, so something for the littlies.
Yeah. By the way, I've been listening to you guys since I was 7, so.
Oh, thanks, Amber.
Amber, you're a ripper, mate.
I think we should get you into the studio so you can come and hang out with us.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll put on breakfast. We can these baked and iced Easter themed cookies that you're talking about sound pretty good as well.
I know, right?
What are the cookies?
Really yummy as well. So they're just like shortbread cookies, and then you just put just general cookies. You'll have to ask my mum about that. And then we just decorated them with overly blue icing, which put the neighbours on a sugar high, as well as M&M's.
There's a lot of sugar high chat this morning.
See, Amber put a lot of thought into this because she told us all the age ranges that could go. And then when you talked about the cookies, Amber said they're for all ages and you can even pop some alcohol in the adult cookies. So I feel like everybody was considered. Amber, we would love you to come into the studio. Producer Rami and producer Kerrod are going to hook it up and organise it with you and your folks, okay?
Okay, cool. Thank you.
And Amber, we've got these end of season passes for Adventure World. We're going to slip you a couple of those for your school holidays, all right?
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're
Thank
very
you.
Welcome.
You've done all the hard work for us this morning.
Thanks for the chat.
It was really funny because I woke up at like 6 o'clock and I immediately turned on my radio at 6 o'clock, and you guys had just started talking about it, and I'm like, I know exactly what to do. And all these things I've done before, so I can guarantee you they're really fun.
Oh, Amber.
Thank you,
wow.
Amber.
Thanks for Brilliant. Calling our show this morning. We really appreciate it. Thanks for getting involved.
That's okay.
And we're so glad we finally heard from you after all these years of listening.
You have yourself a good day, Amber.
Cool. Thank you. Pete, Matt, and Kimber.
We are chasing the text line this morning, 0480-21-945, for your suggestions on school holiday activities to do for the kids, because we're a week and a half away from the school holidays, and we've been asking parents all morning when really, given what we just spoke with Amber about, who's 12 years old, should have been just asking the kids.
Yeah, tomorrow's phone topic will be Pete and I looking for a new job after Amber takes over, because she was amazing. We also had a teacher write in to say, Amber's got a future career in events planning and PR. She rocks. I wish I had her in my class. She'd be the best kind of student to teach.
Can't wait to have her in. It's going to be great. Yeah. But, hey, kids, the lines are open. What a great suggestion. You get involved. Let's build this list of great school holiday ideas and activities. We've got another Amber here in Averley.
Hi, Amber.
Hi.
Amber, what do you love to do on school holidays?
I'd like to go to Kings Park with my family for a picnic, and I'd like to go on the top of the double helix and look down at the city.
Oh, yeah, cool. Right at the top. And what's your picnic foods? What are your go-tos?
Well, since it's coming up to Easter, I'd like to have, some hot cross buns and maybe some homemade cookies.
Oh, fantastic. Really getting into the theme of it as well, Amber.
Amber, just quickly, what do you think of the Vegemite hot cross buns? Is that a yes or a no to those?
I love hot cross buns.
Oh, yeah? Into it?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So we've got that great suggestion from Amber. Head up to Kings Park. Add that to the list. Cooper, good morning, Cooper. How old are you?
I am 11.
Hi, Cooper. Thanks for joining us. What do you like to do on the school holidays?
I like to go down to Coogee Beach, snorkel, go on, boogie boarding and all that.
Awesome.
I love Coogee Beach. Yeah. It's very, very cool, especially on a warm afternoon.
Cooper, what do you see down at Coogee when you're snorkeling? What kind of things are in the water there?
We see sometimes dolphins, fish.
Who was that, Cooper?
Pardon?
Who's that in the background?
It's my little sister.
Oh, okay. She's keen to jump in. So you see dolphins, and what do you see much of the ocean floor there? Is it pretty clear?
It's very clear, yeah.
All right. Cool. Great suggestion. We've got Ember in Subiaco. Good morning, Ember. What's your suggestion? Add to our list for school holiday stuff.
Are you there, Ember?
Yes.
Oh, Amber, what do you like to do on the school holidays?
Homework.
Homework?
Homework? Did you really just say homework, Amber?
Yes.
Oh, that is so enthusiastic of you.
Amber, is Mum or Dad there?
Yes.
Can you pop them on?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Jackie.
Jackie, what's the secret?
How do you get him to love homework?
Oh, I don't know. She just loves practicing her homework and playing school, so, yeah.
Awesome.
Honestly, mate, if you could find out how you've managed to get this done, you've just solved the issue of what do we do on the school holidays for every single parent listening in the city right now.
Curious minds love learning. That sounds awesome.
Okay. Can you please thank Amber for us for calling in this morning?
No problem.
All right, so add homework to the list. Right. Okay, so we're inundated now.
Thanks, kids. Everyone's calling. Keep calling with your suggestions. Re-sync well up. What do you reckon? What do you want to do on the school holidays?
I like going to the Perth Motorplex and going to Barbagallo to see the fast cars and mountain bike riding on the Sunday mornings with my dad.
Okay, great.
You'll be there.
Great suggestions. All right, so Quinana, the Motorplex.
Barbagallos.
Yes, and mountain bike riding.
Awesome.
All on the list.
Yep. Indy and Joondalup, what do you want to do on the holidays?
I want to go to a footy game and I'm supporting Fremantle.
Oh, good. That's what Pete likes.
And then I have 5 siblings, so I have a lot of things to do on the holidays with them. So,
all right. So have you ever been to a footy game before, Indy?
Yeah, one time. It was very chaotic. We had a baby and 4 big kids. Yeah, you can hear the baby.
Okay, so you want to go to a footy game, Fremantle. I mean, I have a couple of ins to the club. Maybe I can work something out, Kimber.
Work on that, Pete. Let's come back and we'll see.
Okay, we've got Luke in Quinns. Good morning to you, mate. What is it that you want to do on the school holidays?
Well, I want to go fishing at Exmouth and go quad biking.
Oh,
great ideas.
I used to ride quads. Loved it.
Add them to the list. Daniel in Chidlow, what are you doing on the school holidays?
Near my house is a lake called Lake Leschenaultia, and you could swim, kayak, mountain bike, and walk, and there's a playground.
Lake Leschenaultia. That's a fantastic idea. Best part, it's free.
Yeah,
it's
love free Lake to get up there.
Oh, hang on a second. Wait a minute. Hello, Mr. Stevenson in Success. Good morning.
Good morning. I don't care what the little so-and-sos do on their school holidays, as long as they do it quietly and keep away from my roses.
Okay,
thank
Mrs.
you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Stevenson. It's always nice to hear from you this morning, sir. Okay, except for that, put the other ones on the list.
Most
actually,
of the kids
maybe
just want to run and play and jump.
Don't trample on the roses on the list as well.
Yeah.
Look, parents have been loving all of these ideas for the school holidays because it can be a stressful time. And I tell you what, someone is flying high at the moment and becoming the bigger personality than we ever thought they could be, and that's our own Kimber Cahill.
Is that right?
Yeah, she's now hosting.
Been keeping it quiet.
Yeah, good on you, and I appreciate, you know, great integrity you've
you
always
call
had.
Rolling up in the Lambo this morning quiet. Okay, no worries.
Subtle.
Sure.
She'll be chopping in from now on.
Is it too much?
Yeah, but Kimber's got her own morning television program. It's called The Morning Mix, and they were speaking about this very subject this morning.
Welcome back to The Morning Mix. And with the school holidays almost upon us, it's a great time to touch base with Jamel to get some ideas for how to keep the kids occupied over the break. Good morning, Jamel.
Good morning. And yes, it is school holidays very soon. And we all know what that means, don't we, Kimber?
Oh, I don't have children.
Oh.
Oh, no, don't worry. I'm very happy with my choices.
That's nice. Of course you are. But for many of us, this is a busy, stressful time when parents start pulling their hair out lest they hear the dreaded, I'm bored.
Oh, so what can we do?
Well, other than having a full packet of Xanax in the pantry, there are plenty of things we can do on a budget to keep those little angels happy and hopefully off the vapes. How about this? Reading a book.
Book? Is that a new thing?
It's been around for a while. It's a collection of parchments or papers.
Papers?
Yes, where printed words follow in a chronological order to tell a story.
Oh, like TikTok?
Yes, but the pictures are created in the child's imagination.
What a time we live in. Mm. So what else have you got for us to keep the little ones happy during the school holidays, Jamel?
Kimber, here's something very new and exciting. It's called Going Outside.
Outside? Oh, is that a new thing?
It's been around for a while, but yes, the kids actually have to put down their device.
Oh, yeah, right.
I know, right? Yes. But the front door opens and the child goes out of the house.
Yes, and straight into the car.
I can understand why you would think that. But no, in this case, the child will actually stay outside the cocoon of the house or the car for anything up to 15 minutes.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I can understand that that can be confronting for parents. But experts are saying that walking to and from the local park rather than catching an Uber can be good for child's health.
Well, you've certainly left us with a lot to process there, Jamel.
That's why we have the wine and Xanax, Kimber.
Thank you, Jamel. And after the break, everyone's favourite non-toxic male, Tom, joins us with some really cool things that you can make using dry pasta shells. This is The Morning Mix.
Wow,
that
is incredible.
Already rating more than Flashpoint.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. Thanks for your support.
So many great suggestions. What did you say? Outside.
Outside. Well, I mean, that hasn't been proven yet. You know, that's just...
It's out there somewhere.
He's the comedian, actor and writer who's performed at a heap of comedy festivals all over the world. And tonight, he takes the reins as host of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival Gala. Please welcome Luke McGregor.
Hello, Luke.
Morning, morning.
I mean, I'm pumped. Kimber's pumped to chat to you. Nobody's going to be any more pumped, though, to hear this than my mum. Of all the people that are on the television, right, yours is the one that you are the one, you're the face that my mum goes on about nonstop. Every time I go to mum and dad's house for dinner or something, she'll go, I saw Luke McGregor on the television the other day. He's so funny. I love him so much.
I'm sad they're not in the studio right now. That would be, I love that. Validation from all sources. So But I'm glad I've got a fan.
Well, it's funny that you should say she's not in the studio right now, because, Mum, would you like to say hello? No, she's not in the studio right now, mate.
No worries.
Luke, we're looking forward to the Melbourne International Comedy Festival Gala tonight. Now, who are we expecting to see on this lineup? Who are some of the names we'd know?
Whenever I get asked this, I get paranoid that I'm going to exclude friends and I want to just name every single actor. But we've got my former housemate and very handsome man, Tommy Little. We've got Lloyd Langford from the UK now living here, Geraldine Hickey, Alex Ward. We've got, it's wall to wall.
Look, did you say Tommy Little used to be your housemate?
I guess I used to be his housemate. He owned the house and I lived in it, sir. But yeah, we lived together for about a year and a bit.
Oh, anything we need to know about Tommy? Because, you know, he is, of course, our drive show and we know him well. So next time we talk to him, we'd love to throw something at him as a surprise where we've got some kind of inside goss.
No, housemate Vault. Team Tommy, I'm afraid.
Hey, mate, we're building a, this morning through the show, we're building a really comprehensive list of like school holidays things to do. But one of the things that Kimber and I were talking about was that when we were kids growing up, it felt like your parents didn't try as hard as parents do these days for their kids to try and get them to do things on school holidays. Do you remember anything that your parents used to get you to do on school holidays? Did they try hard to keep you busy?
They would play. We're all redheads, so playing outside wasn't always an option when the sun was out. I remember we had an Atari 2600, so we used to play Space Invaders and stuff like that. And I was obsessed with Ninja Turtles, and so I had a bunch of Ninja Turtle toys that I would just like try and do episodes in my head as I played around. No, it was, and we were mainly at our grandparents watching. There was another show called Dino Riders.
I remember Dino Riders. Oh, my God, yeah. Mate. You're speaking my language. The moment you said Power Rangers, I was there.
Yeah, it was. And Dino Riders was great, but we only had the pilot on VHS, and so we just watched the pilot over and over and over and over and over and over again.
It's so funny to hear you talk about, like, spending so much time with your grandparents, because that was literally my childhood as well. And Nonna and Nonna would go to the video shop in Queen's Park, and they would get the same video every single time. It was a show called Visionaries, and they only had one episode in that video store. And so for about 6 years straight, we watched the same episode of Visionaries over and over again at Nonna and Nonna's house over the school holidays.
Did they have much of a vision?
No, just a bit of magic and might. Hey, mate, thank you for joining us this morning. The Melbourne International Comedy Festival Gala tonight, 9 p.m. on ABC TV and ABC iView. Good on you, Luke. Thanks for joining us, mate.
Thanks for having me, guys. Pete, Matt and Kimber.
You got to be careful what you wish for, Pete.
Why?
Because a lotto win could change your relationship status.
Okay, to what, married to it's complicated or back the other way? Is it negative or positive?
Oh, well, it depends which side of the coin you're on, because they did this research in Sweden. Now, Sweden is one of the happiest places on earth.
Right.
Right? So yeah. They've got their lives together. But the suggestion is saying, this research is showing that if men win lotto, and we're talking about a lotto win more than $140,000.
Okay.
Right?
So over $140,000.
Yeah, that's what they considered a significant win and anything above.
I'm pretty safe. I've only ever won $34 maximum.
Oh, there's still time.
Right.
But I do wish this upon you in a way, because if men win lotto, they're more likely to stay married.
Stay married.
They stay married.
They win lotto. Yeah. They stay married.
And if you're a single man, your likelihood of getting married in the following 5 years increases by 30%.
That's huge. Right? Why do you think that is?
And divorce drops by 40%.
Why do you think
that
is?
I don't know. I guess it's that whole thing of like men have always felt like they need to be the money earners. There's a lot of stuff about, you know, they feel like that's the support of their family. It takes away a lot of the stresses. It makes them happier in relationships. So if men have got the money, they're quite happy to stay and they're like, I'm in this.
Yep.
And I know that it sounds like, oh, you're more likely to get married in the next 5 years. And that might sound like, you know, generally speaking, a lot of women might be trying to lock you down.
Oh, because they're you've like, got a lot of money
you've
now.
You've got cash flow now and yeah. I want in.
All of a sudden, you're Rupert Murdoch.
Yeah, but in many cases, you'd be wrong. Because for women, a significant lotto win does the opposite. It doubles the likelihood of divorce.
Well, you're joking.
If women win money, they are outski.
This
divorce rate goes up by 50%. They don't want in anymore.
This is what lotto should be saying to blokes out there. This is the new gamble responsibly thing, right? This is the gamble responsibly call 1-800-858-858 actually should be, blokes, be careful. You'll double your chances of getting divorced if you win lotto.
Yeah, and ladies, right. You're outski. And that is the thing. And this is the fascinating thing for you, Pete, that I thought you might really relate to, is that they're also saying for men, if you have a lotto win, you're more likely to have an extra child. You'll want an extra child. You'll decide that having a baby is a great idea because now you've got the cash to do it.
I just got goosebumps because, like, this is literally a conversation that comes up probably once every 3 days in our household. We often say probably the only thing stopping us from having a fourth is money.
Yeah.
Like, if we won lotto, we'd be there.
Oh, and wouldn't it be amazing because you'd be raising all four kids on your own because Liz, gone. Gone. Pete, Matt and Kimber, Mix 94.5.